Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
In Dallas, Ryan Flournoy had himself a whale of a ball game against the Detroit Lions. 36 routes run with CeeDee Lamb getting banged up there. 13 targets, 9 grabs, 115, and a touchdown. It was a real, I hesitate to say breakout moment for Flournoy there, but it was a great game. A great game against Detroit. I know Detroit's been really banged up in their secondary as well. But again, really good athlete too. We're talking about nearly a 40-inch vertical for this guy. But again, what did you see when you're looking at this Dallas wide receiver?
So table set here about Ryan Flournoy. One, my producer over at Yahoo is a Cowboys fan, and he has been on me about how good Ryan Flournoy is, and nobody knows it. And I've just been like, all right, pipe down. Like, you know, okay, whatever.
Okay.
And then, like, in the middle of a show at one point, Nate Tice brought him up to me about, like, you got to look at this Ryan Flournoy guy. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not looking at Ryan Flournoy. Come on, give me a break. I got a lot going on.
Right.
Even when he had that big game against the Jets, I was like, well, CeeDee Lamb's going to come back. It's not going to mean anything. It's
right.
And CeeDee Lamb might play this week coming out of concussion because he's got a long time to come out of it, whatever. But so I've been, listen, just like not really, I just hadn't taken a look at him, hadn't taken him seriously, but you know, watching that game on Thursday, and you know, it's a Prime Vision game. So you're watching the All 22 along with it on the Prime Vision broadcast with Sam Schwartzstein, who's great at that. I'm like, you know what, Ryan Flournoy is kind of running some really nice routes. Maybe I'm going to just quietly take a look at this Ryan Flournoy guy this week. And I did. And I really think he's a heck of a player. I think he's really got something to him. He runs some nice routes. But let's also talk about like just his background before I talk about the film here. He's got a very interesting background looking into him. So his college career is very windy. He is 26 years old in his second NFL season. So definitely not like a normal profile. He just turned 26 in October. So happy birthday, Ryan Flournoy, from a couple months ago. He redshirted his first year at Central Missouri in 2018. He partially tore his ACL in his second season, which is be 2019. Then his 2020 season, COVID canceled the entire season, transferred to Iowa Western Community College in 2021, where he was the top receiver there. And then he only got like one offer, I think, from Southeast Missouri State, which sounds like a fake school that I would make up.
Totally
joking about lower level players or something. That was his only FCS offer, or his only Division I offer in the FCS there. So very strange collegiate career, But he's a crazy athlete. I mean, you look at some of the data on him at from Mock Draftable, 89th percentile vertical jump, 94th percentile broad jump, 83rd yeah. percentile bench press. You know, I love to see them guys ripping it on the bench, baby. 4.44 at 40 yard dash at 6'1" and 202 pounds.
Like, yep.
Those are legit traits. And again, I think you see those materialize on the film. A couple of things that really stood out to me. When he gets off the line of scrimmage and he's got a pretty good detailed, I wouldn't say he's completely detailed, but he's got a good set of release moves. He can get on top of a cornerback, and when he wins those routes, then he can get himself a lot of space on the breaking routes, good dig routes, out route success rate. I think he gets into his shorter area routes well. He basically has to play both flanker and slot because CeeDee Lamb plays both flanker and slot, and George Pickens is the single X receiver. So when those three guys, because that was the thing, like Flournoy was making some plays in that game before CeeDee Lamb went down. And then afterwards is when he obviously really started making some plays because George Pickens was, you know, jogging around or whatever. And then obviously you had Ryan Flournoy stepping up there. So really liked his work against man coverage. Some of his stuff in terms of like settling against zone is not so great, but when he can run himself through windows in the open field or in the middle of the field, I think you really see some good stuff from there. Like, so again, this is a 26-year-old second year wide receiver. I'm not sure like what he's going to be, but definitely a wide receiver three that I'm going to be keeping my eye on because I thought the film on him was actually pretty legit.
All right, the $1 million question. Are we getting a full profile on Ryan Flournoy in the offseason? What are we looking at here?
Well, you know, I'm always like, God, I want to expand the charting pool we'll see.
Are you really going to chart three guys on one team? Like, that would be, that's interesting.
You know what the pathetic thing about that is? That, like, there are some teams that I did. Well, I don't know. So sometimes, like, with these crowded wide receiver rooms, I end up doing... Yeah. Like with the Colts, I was so mad at myself that I didn't do an Alec Pierce profile. Like I did an A.D. Mitchell profile instead of an Alec Pierce profile. And obviously, A.D. Mitchell's gotten traded. He's playing elsewhere now, but I was so mad at myself about that. So I've definitely done three from one team before, though. It just depends on like how prolific the offense is. And I do think that the Dallas Cowboys offense is pretty damn prolific. And I do think they've kind of needed better auxiliary players. And at the very least, I think Flournoy is a better auxiliary player than some of the guys they've had in the past, whether it be like Jalen Tolbert or, you know, they traded for friggin' Jonathan Mingo at one point last year. He's got something to him. I think he could be like a Dontavian Wicks, maybe Jalen Coker, like, you know, kind of fan favorite type for me personally. And, like, you know, maybe those guys don't end up becoming superstar players, but when they pop up every now and again, we can get pretty excited about it.
Okay, I like it. I like it. But we need a cool nickname for this fan base. You know, we got the Coker heads and all that kind of stuff.
I've been calling them the floor boys over at
the floor boys,
the floor boys over at the Yahoo show because I've pretty much been making fun of Colin, my producer, for this over there because he's so obsessed with him. And now I'm like, shoot, I think unfortunately Colin was right.
Unfortunately, you are now a floor boy.
Unfortunately, now I might be one of the floor boys. But yeah, no, really like actually a legit player that I'm interested in. And if anything happens, like, you know, the George Pickens thing goes off the rails or CeeDee Lamb gets hurt. I mean, it's just like a name to keep in mind. It certainly was not on the radar. But hey, that's why you come. That's why you come here to find the guys that are under the radar.
I like it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.